We're going to begin our discussion today with cell-mediated immunity. Now remember, we've already talked about humoral immunity, where we make antibodies and so forth. The host defense against extracellular bacteria involves antibody, complement, and phagocytosis. Now these are extracellular organisms. However, if we are recovering from intracellular organisms, cells that are inside of our bacteria or viruses, etc., that are inside of our cells, this involves intracellular infections, and it is our cell-mediated immune system that gets us over that, that gives us the immunity to that. So the first goal of the cell-mediated immune system is to destroy the agent, and it will probably kill the host cell as well. Viruses usually always require cell-mediated immunity. What are the types of cells that you should know, and this is a great USMLE discussion question, etc., that you should know for cell-mediated killing? Well, the cytotoxic T cells, the natural killer cells, and activated macrophages. Now don't forget, it doesn't have to be an organism, it could be a tumor cell. This tumor cell can also be destroyed by these same groups of organisms. Let's look at the first kind of cell that's involved in our cell-mediated immunity. Activated macrophages are great in cell-mediated immunity. We have organisms that live inside of those cells. In microbiology, you probably already have studied Listeria and Mycobacterium and Toxoplasma, Leishmania. Okay, those macrophages will take those organisms. The cytokines that are involved is gamma interferon and interleukin 2. And it activates these macrophages and allows them to kill. So activated macrophages can kill abnormal cells that are infected with organisms and can kill tumor cells. Activated macrophages have chemicals very similar to the ones that we talked about when we talked about phagocytic neutrophils in one of the other lectures. You can see that it's got the oxygen metabolites, superoxide, it's got hydrogen peroxide, it's got nitric oxide, it has tumor necrosis factor. All of those are involved in macrophage cell killing. Now a little further over into your notes, you have a picture of what we're discussing now. If you will look at this particular set of notes, you will see that right down here you have macrophage activation. And when those macrophages get activated, they can phagocytose, they can kill much easier. So this is one of the major cells involved in cell-mediated immunity. Now let's go back to our notes. What are some other cells that are involved in the cell-mediated immune system? A major cell that's involved in the cell-mediated immune system is the cytotoxic T lymphocytes. This is the CD8 lymphocytes. We talked in previous lectures of how the CD8 and the class 1 molecules are MHC restricted for each other. So if this virus infected cell or this tumor infected cell is present, it is this particular cell that can kill that particular infection or that particular tumor. Now, how does it do it? We just discussed the fact that macrophages produce nitric oxide, hydrogen peroxide, superoxide. Well, this particular cell has its killing mechanism a little bit different. This cell will come in contact with the infected cell, so they're right together, they're held together, And this cell will produce a series of proteins called perforins. These perforins form a polymer. They form a polymer and knock a hole in the cell. So when they knock this hole in the cell, the enzymes from this cell are able to enter. And these enzymes are called granzymes. The granzymes from the cytotoxic cell will enter the infected cell and it will kill that cell. Now we have other cytokines, we have other materials that might be involved in this killing, but the main thing to remember is this cell is part of the cell-mediated immune system. You can see, go back to your picture again, and you can see this particular cytotoxic cell right here. This is the CD8 cytotoxic cell. Here is a virus-infected cell. That cell will hook up to that virus-infected cell. It will release its perforins, it will release its granzymes, and it will kill that particular cell. So that is the second type of cell that we have in the cell-mediated immune system. The third type of cell that we have in this cell-mediated immune system is called an NK cell. This is also termed a large granular lymphocyte. It is not a true lymphocyte. It does not have the markers of CD4 or CD8 on it. It has different set of markers, and we'll do those in just a little bit. This particular cell is very effective against tumor cells. It's very effective against virus-infected cells. The NK cell also has the same type of perforin system and granzyme system that the CD8 cytotoxic T cell had. However, we do have some different markers, and you should know these markers on NK cells. The markers for NK cells are CD16 and CD56. And again, you can see that how does this cell kill? It kills by releasing perforins, granzymes, different cytokines. If you will go to your picture, you will also see how this NK cell kills. Here is an NK target cell. That means that would be the virus-infected cell, or it would be the tumor cell. This NK cell comes along and hooks up to it. It releases its perforins, its granzymes, and it kills this cell. So far today, we have said that there are three different kinds of cells involved in our cell-mediated immune system. There is an activated macrophage, there is a cytotoxic T cell, and there is an NK cell. Now, we've got a little bit different situation in this picture right here. I think you can see that this is a cell, and that cell has antibody on it. So we already have produced antibody against a virus particle or a tumor antigen. And here comes an NK cell, and on that NK cell, you will see it has an Fc receptor. It will also kill this cell by hooking this Fc receptor up to the Fc fragment of this antibody molecule. That is a special cell. It is called an ADCC. Now, if we will go back to the notes, the last cell that's talked about in the cell-mediated immune system is the ADCC cell. It is an NK cell, except the difference in it is the fact that it reacts with a molecule of antibody that has already reacted with the target cell. So this cell is called an antibody-dependent cytotoxicity cell. It is still just a normal NK cell. Now, what are the identifying markers of an NK cell? It is CD16 and CD56. So that shows us that there are primarily cytotoxic cells, NK cells, macrophages, and the other cell that's involved in the cell-mediated immunity is this T helper 1 cell. You can see that this T helper 1 cell is going to be involved in delayed type hypersensitivity reactions. This cell would be involved in the elimination of tuberculosis. You know that TB is a delayed type hypersensitivity reaction. There is a summary sheet that we're going to do in just a second, but if you want to, we can take just a second to go over this page. This is a great page of a lot of the immunity things that we've been talking about. You will see that this macrophage eats this antigen. It presents this antigen to T helper 1 cells. This T helper 1 cell will stimulate B cells to make antibody. This T helper 2, I'm sorry, will produce interleukins, etc., to stimulate this B cell to make antibody. Well, it might be antigen that's taken into the cell, and we're going to stimulate the T helper 1s. If we stimulate the T helper 1s, then we're going to have cell-mediated immunity. So this is a great summary sheet for a discussion of all of the different cells involved in cell-mediated immunity, and it also shows you how a B cell can be stimulated to produce its antibody. This particular chart is a good summary of what we've just talked about. What are the cells, the effector cells in the cell-mediated immune system? Number one, cytotoxic T cell. This has a TCR, T cell receptor. It has a CD3 molecule. It has a CD8 molecule. The antigen recognition is a specific receptor, and it does require class 1 MHC restriction. How does it kill? It kills by producing perforins, polymerizing perforins, and we knock holes in that cell. And we release granzymes into that cell and cytokines. The NK cell, whether it be an NK-ADCC cell or a regular NK cell, has a CD16 and a CD56. This hooks up to antibody. This one does not require antibody. And the killing mechanism is going to be the same. And we also have macrophages. Let me point out that the marker, the CD marker for a macrophage, is CD14. So you should be familiar all the way through your discussion in immunology, what are the markers that help identify cells? Did we talk about markers that identify B cells? Yes. Did we talk about markers that identify T helper cells? Yes. Markers that identify T cytotoxic cells? Yes. Markers that identify NK cells? Yes. Markers that identify macrophages? Yes. So you need to be familiar with these markers that do the identification. Let's look and see what a perforin is. A perforin is polymerization, knocking holes in making channels to allow toxic materials to enter and kill the cell. This, in a nutshell, is great. The CD8 MHC class 1 restricted. What does it do? It lyses tumor cells, virus-infected cells, and this is the first time we've mentioned this. Cytotoxic T cells are very much involved in graft rejection. If you get a graft and it is rejected, it is usually cytotoxic CD8 T cells that are the major culprit in that rejection.